Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The subterfuge continues on, of course. Coming out of the Tri-City Herald in Washington State. They made a note the other day that private citizens and law enforcement are still trying to figure out what is and is not legal under I-594. And in the meantime, the gun prohibition lobby is claiming that they are gaining ground. From a money standpoint, they're good to go. I mean, as long as you're in the favor of Michael Bloomberg. If Michael Bloomberg likes you, then you money you got. But because he's already thrown $50 million into it, I'm sure he's got more to throw into it. But that the only money that I know of that he officially throws into the gun control fray is with The moms demand attention. Then you got the Americans for Responsible Solutions PAC, which was founded by the Gabrielle Giffords Mark Kelly couple, and they recently sent out a communique soliciting cash and ideas for standing ground against Republican lawmakers. Now, Americans for Responsible Solutions looks particularly weak. Has to look weak now in the eyes of the electorate because Gabrielle Giffords' seat went to a Republican, a military veteran female, Martha McSally, who's pro-gun. She could not even manipulate things to that degree, and that's something they're looking for when they're giving money to organizations like that. So they've sent out this communique soliciting cash and ideas for standing their grounds against Republican lawmakers. You know, it's no secret to me. I'd really like to know if this is a Gabrielle Giffords, Mark Kelly decision to have founded Americans for Responsible Solutions, or did somebody come up to her and say, you know, now that you have recovered as much as you're going to, you're a very sympathetic figure, and this would you would be good to, you know, you could gather a lot of money for whatever cause you wanted it to go. She survived, and thankfully so. She survived being an attempted assassination plot by a wingnut and has recovered, walks around, all the other good stuff. The only problem is that her shooter passed a background check. Jared Lee Loeffner did pass a background check. So all of the stuff that she supports wouldn't have stopped her own assassination attempt. Salon recently, if you want to go to an absolute rag of a website and find all of the convoluted views of humanity and the world as they think it should be, go to salon.com. They recently published an interview with Shannon Watts, the founder of the Moms Demand Attention. And when asked about her lobbying efforts, she asserted that the National Rifle Association and the gun lobby in general has sort of said gun ownership should be completely unfettered, should not be subjected to the same limits as other constitutional rights, like, for example, freedom of speech, the old, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. That little picadillo. Even the New York Times has been talking about the financing of the anti-gun assault. The Newsmax story said the NRA had threatened to fight the shifting efforts and has a multi-million dollar war chest to back its efforts. Has it become a question of math? Now, I mean, are they saying that the more money you got in the name of Bloomberg, or, you know, now you've got billionaires that are backing certain things. So do multi-millions stack up against billions? I think, first of all, the pro-gun effort doesn't need to spend as much money as the anti-gun effort. Because the anti-gun effort is trying to sell something that is unconstitutional. Anytime you get out there and somebody raises the specter of restricting rights, why do you think, well, how do you think Al Sharpton gets away with as much as he does? The difference is that Al Sharpton is lying through his teeth, and when somebody's talking about restricting gun rights, they're actually telling the truth. As far as from my side, when they're telling it from the other side, it's all about the background check. We've had background checks. People know we've had background checks. People know the 90% figure, that was false. They know the 43% figure is false. They know all of these figures are false. And in a lot of cases, the money doesn't matter. I-594 is now currently under assault from the Second Amendment Foundation. Gottlieb has brought another lawsuit. Gottlieb and company does very well with lawsuits because in their corner, they have Alan Gura, who I don't know if there's any other attorneys in the United States that have argued as many cases before the Supreme Court as he has, but he has a very impressive win-loss record. Now, on the other side, there are some people in the gun rights advocacy that are trying to figure out the strategy to go with. Now, some favor confrontation and argue against anything remotely resembling compromise, which I agree with them. I don't believe we need to compromise. We have compromised enough. The compromises we have made have not impacted crime. The only thing that has really begun to impact crime, no matter what anybody says about causation versus effect, is concealed carry and the proliferation and the widening of concealed carry throughout the country. Now, for I-594, some people, like a reader named Charlie John Darwin, says his only problem with 594 is it didn't go far enough in keeping guns out of the hands of the tinfoil hat-wearing stable of anti-American whack jobs who show up to support people like that grifter in Nevada who didn't want to pay his range fees, Bundy something or other. And we're never going to win those guys over. We're never going to win those guys over. So why would we try to compromise with that chain of thought? Because that's just somebody actually saying what a lot of the gun grabbers, he's saying out loud what they think. So does the big money put us at a strategic disadvantage? Depending on where it is, it might. Depending on where it is, it might. Now, Washington State, not exactly an anti-gun state. This whole idea about I-594, I-591, I think that was sort of confusing. There were some people that voted for both. The big question here is who's going to prevail. It is my belief that the momentum is on our side. It is my belief the momentum is on our side. In Ohio, Kasich just signed a bunch of really expansive pro-gun legislation. In Texas, they're talking about nullifying all federal law. And no matter what anybody says about federal, the supremacy clause of the federal law, if you got 38 states or 40 states saying no, the ball is in their court at that point. If 40 states tell the federal government no, what are they going to do? How are they going to how are they going to manage that? So, in the long run, But we'll talk a little bit more about Gabby Giffords and the seeking cash and guidance when we get back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. New bumps. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I mentioned earlier, well, first segment, I mentioned how the Americans for Responsible Solutions are seeking advice in trying to raise money in the wake of repeated legislative and election defeats. What this does, one of these things that it does is it, see, I don't know how many members there are to the Americans for Responsible Solutions. I know they gathered a lot of money. I know they gathered a lot of money, but I think a lot of that was probably due to the fact that, one, I think Gabrielle Giffords still had a war chest, and she might have thrown that into it. And two, I don't know that for sure, though. I don't know that for sure. But two or three, you know, she knows how to fundraise, which a lot of these organizations also know how to do, but maybe not on the level that she was able to. I think at one time she had like $12 million with ARS. But this seeking advice and trying to raise money sort of throws that out there to give the the impression that they have a membership. And it also gives the impression that they want the input into what's going to make them more effective. Now, there's a couple of things that would make them more effective. One, they could quit lying. They could quit conflating data. They could quit being inaccurate, and they could quit this whole thing about, well, we're for the Second Amendment, and hey, we own these guns, but we think there should be deeper background checks, because the shooter that shot her had passed a background check. Every one of these yahoos that has been a spree shooter of late, with the exception of Lanza, whose mother passed a background check, passed background checks. Aaron Alexis, James Holmes, Jared Lee Loftner, Se-Young Cho. They all passed background checks. Only when you see the teenaged school shooter, spree shooter, whatever you want to call them, then you're looking at people that haven't passed background checks because they can't legally own a gun. So, they can't pass a background check. But ARS is damaged. ARS supported Representative Ron Barber, Democrat from Arizona, who was going for Giffords' former congressional seat, and he lost that, despite ARS's backing, to Martha McSally during midterms. Politico reported ARS lost half of the 18 races in which it endorsed candidates for 2014. That's bad. That's really bad. It makes it look like they're gambling. They're playing a game of chance. And in political prognostication, that's not something that donors want to see you do. They would rather see you hang on to the money when you see something that is not tenable. I'll give you a case in point. Landro in New Orleans, or in Louisiana, rather. The Democrats knew that there was no way she was going to retain her seat, so they pulled everything out of there. They pulled $2 million in advertising away from her to save that money, because they didn't want to spend that money on a losing cause. And she lost, and they still have $2 million to spend later on down the road. ARS, by getting out here and backing candidates that inevitably lost, now looks like they're playing 52 pickup with the donation money that they get. And there's nothing worse in politics than somebody going out and fundraising and saying, we're going to win 100%, guaranteed, we're going to do it, and you lose half of what you try. It's like throwing stuff against the wall to see if it sticks. So they got problems. Now, this was a big pro-Second Amendment landslide for the most part. And we'll see what the Republicans do with this. Most of them, folks, are not going to realize the gift they were given. They're not going to understand who galvanized and got behind them and handed it off to them. They're not. Unless you remind them. Right now, there's this big brouhaha going on over Boehner, Speaker. Does Boehner need to be replaced? Yes, he does. But right now, Boehner is hanging on to the last vestiges of old power, which still has some sway in D.C. So if we don't replace Boehner this time, do not be disheartened by it. Of course, be angry. The only one that I think that would have a chance of passing, of getting past him and taking it, would be my man Trey Gowdy. And Trey has not thrown his hat or his hat into that ring. He's not interested in doing that. Trey doesn't like being a politician. He doesn't like being a U.S. representative, which that explains why he is so good when he's cross-examining some of these witnesses on these committees, because he doesn't like to be there. And I would, you know, what we want, we're not going to get this done. So what? That doesn't mean we quit wanting it. It doesn't mean we quit trying to get it. This is also what Giffords is in. What she wanted, she did not get, but she was backing a bunch of losers. To their credit, places like Coalition to Stop Gun Violence are out there now saying that they're setting their sights on the next election cycle and the Congress that will convene in 2017. That's because there's always going to be a shift in power because the electorate is fickle. They're not going to like what the Republicans do, so they'll throw the bums out and they'll replace them with Democrats. They won't like what those bums do. This will keep going on and on. This will keep going on and on. This is like, we've gotten this temperament like it's television programming. We keep changing the channel if we don't like what we're watching. We don't need to be changing the channels. We need to take over the network and set our own programming. And that's coming. I believe that's coming. But, you know, in the coming days, we'll see what we get. We'll see what we get. Everybody, everything happens today. Everything kicks off today. Yaha! And if Boehner remains Speaker and all that other stuff. And Gohmert in Texas. I think Gohmert would be fine. I'm being asked about him in the chat room. Gohmert would probably be fine. He's somewhat of a renegade, but I like that. But we're not going to get that this time. Probably not. There may be, if this is the way this works in the remaining time we've got. If 30 U.S. representatives say they don't want Boehner, then Boehner has to step down. And the trick is getting 30 to step up and say we don't want him. If you get 29, well, not enough. Not coming close doesn't matter. So we're taking control. We just don't have it the way we want it yet. That's fine. Relax. Keep the powder dry, the plates and the plate carriers. Keep the plan B. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I don't want you guys to think that I'm out there and I'm going soft on some of these politicians by saying that if we don't get what we want this time, we just got to keep hammering. Politics is civil war in suits. Especially the way it's practiced nowadays. My problem with the Republican side is they're not mercenary enough. They're too concerned with the PR part of it. They're too concerned with this and that. I've told a couple of them before that you need to go out there and do what you think is would be so outlandish, going against what is the normal decorum. Because if you do that, then you don't have to worry about being reelected because most of the time that's what your constituents want you to do in the first place. But politics the way it's practiced today, you've got the liberals declaring war on individual cliques. Like if you're a black American gun owner who's missing your left arm, you have your own group that you will be vilified and demonized within. And they do this trying to divide people. So the two things to take away from this is that don't confuse passion with emotion. When I watch election results, if I'm sitting there, I will give way for about 5 minutes, and I will vent if it's not going my way. And then after that, I just pull back, and I realize that now is the time to regroup. It always upsets me when I sit back and they say, well, the Republicans have to work on the message. No, they don't. They have to work on their action. I'm not interested in their message. I don't care if they ever have another press conference. But show me something. They have a great opportunity right now to show. Because right now, for the first time today, since 2009, when Obama took office, now Obama's going to be shown for who he is. Because Obama's going to have to dust off something he hasn't used that much. He's going to have to dust off the veto pen. And the Democrats in the Senate, they're still good, and the press and everything else, and that's fine. When it comes to guns, though, guns and gun ownership was intended by the founders to be our plan B. So those of us, the 126 million plus of us that are out there, we have options. Should push come to shove? I don't want to see that happen. I really don't want to see that happen. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that I've had to do that I've never wanted to do. Had to go to the doctor yesterday. I don't like going to the doctor. But I had to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor. And I'm still here. But please don't get out there and think that my view of politics and everything, I look at everybody that is out there that does talk or writes or anything that tries to do the persuasive thing and change minds. And they reach a lot of people, and a lot of times they make light bulbs go off over people's heads, which is splendid. But standing behind them quietly, competently, is the American gun owner. That's what backs all of these ideas. The ideas we try to push ideologically, you know, it's just Constitution. That's all it is. Fairly simple. Fairly straight up. What they try to push, we want to be in charge. We want to take all of your money. We want to tell you what you can eat. We want to tell you where you can live and what you can say and what you can own, what you can drive, where you can work, how much smoke can come out of your chimney. That's what they're pushing. All we're saying is live and let live. That's not their part of their playbook. So that's why I don't get ever, because I know getting emotional distracts me. So I don't get emotional for the most part. That doesn't mean I'm not passionate. Because I'll tell you right now, even if they were to step up tomorrow, backed by the Republicans, and abolish the Second Amendment, I'm still going to be a gun owner. Because the Second Amendment grants me nothing. It codifies a God-given right. Never forget that. Second Amendment was put in there as a codification of something that already existed. I don't know if I can do this in the remaining time I've got. How long is this? There's this, she's a former mayor of San Mateo, California. Her name is Sue Lampert. And she decided to write a little ditty that I'm going to... you know what? I'll do that in the next segment. I'll do that in the next segment because I want to get this all out verbatim because it's quite amusing. And I want to get that all that amusement out. But this right, the overlying theme of this show should be the delusion of the gun grabbers. Let's go ahead and put him on hold and let's see if we can get him in the amount of time we got. Night vision. Okay. Slap him on hold. We'll talk night vision. Just. Mike in Maryland. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, that's a quick response. Hey, listen, I've just gotten in on your show. I
yes,
don't
sir.
Want to change gears on you, but I want to ask, you know, a gun expert like you, your opinion on night vision scope. I'm thinking about getting one for my AK-47 or 74. I think I'll be getting the Photon variety, which is a little bit different because you can use it at daytime as well. Is the night vision scope, do you think it's a $500, it's a generation one, but I've seen numerous videos on it and it looks pretty good. What's your opinion in generally on night vision scopes for rifles?
Night vision scopes, if you only want the night vision for when you're taking aim, are great. And night vision is really a matter of money. I myself would rather have night vision on my face than on my weapon. Okay?
Really?
And that's because I'm not always going to have my cheek to the butt of my weapon peering down that scope only. But from the standpoint of being a hunter, okay, is this what you're going to have it for, is being a hunter?
Well, it depends on what you hunt. Yeah, okay.
Well,
sometimes varmints come on two legs.
There you go. If you want to dip your toe into the pond of night vision, then try it by all means at the least expensive way you can. And one of the reasons I don't have night vision is I can't afford what I want. But if you found an alternative that you'd like to give it a shot, one of the problems I have, even in the 80s when I was in the military, we had night vision that we could snap on our face, and I could literally read a book in pitch blackness. It was just that clear. It was just that detailed.
Yeah.
Sort of surreal black and white looking. I don't know if they've changed that now if we have Technicolor or anything in it. But yeah, that was really effective stuff, even back in the 80s. And if I could find one of those, I'd have it. Because if you're looking for varmints on the two-legged variety, just constricting yourself to where that scope is pointing. I look at that as the same way as I do flashlights on a weapon. Because when you shine that flashlight on something, you're pointing your weapon at it. You see what I'm saying? So in the event that you might point your weapon at something that you don't mean to inadvertently while you're trying to take a look, that's why I would be looking at night vision off the weapon. Off the weapon.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no way in heck I can afford a $5,000
SSR. Yeah. Can you hold on through the break?
I'm sorry. Yeah, sure.
If you'll hold on through the break, we'll continue this. Night vision, you hang on. Night vision is... something I'd like to get into, but the thing is, you got to find a deal somewhere. So that's the other part. We'll talk about that when we get back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back to the phones, back to Mike in Maryland. We're talking about night vision and how to get into night vision. Now, Mike, your question is about a night vision scope. And you found one for at a price point you like. Is that right?
Yeah. Sure.
I would go for that. I would try that.
Yeah.
I would try that because, like you pointed out, there's what we would like to have, and then there's what we can get. And
yeah.
And everybody, you know, that's the starting point for everything. You try the thing first, and then you decide whether, wow, this is really cool, I will go ahead and invest in this. There's some other things that you can employ as far as illumination, because that's what it's all about, right? Illuminating and being able to identify targets.
Sure.
And everything. I don't know where you would get them. I have no idea where you would get them. But one of the reasons the military used to use flares with parachutes is because the flare would burn itself out before it touched down on the ground and started a fire.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I mean, I might buy like a $150 monocular, handheld monocular, to just observe and get a $500 scope. And, I mean, you know, I mean, I wish my girlfriend was Kate Upton, but frankly, I'll settle for a well-preserved 50-year-old, okay? And, you know, and if you can afford a $10,000 night vision, you know, God bless you. And I just have this innate fear that when the stuff hits the fan, there might be certain circumstances where night vision might be integral to my survival.
That's advantageous. Yeah, I'd say what you do. Go ahead and get the one you're talking about. But if you want to email me, I know a couple of people. I know the guys at Mounts Plus, Mounting Solutions Plus, that sell night vision.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to email me, I'll look into how relatively reasonably priced you can get into night vision beyond it mounted on the weapon if you want to.
Yeah.
My email address is bill@lock, and andloadradio.com.
Okay.
Email me, and I'll hook you up with those guys, or I'll gather the information for you. Go ahead and plan on the one you're planning on getting. There's nothing wrong with it. The only problem I have with it, like I said, is that means you're pointing a weapon at something when you're looking at it. That's it.
Sure. Well, I might get like a handheld binocular as, you know, to use as well, concurrent with it as well. But
what are you going to mount it to, just out of curiosity?
An AK-47.
How big are those things nowadays?
The one I'm thinking of, it's a tube-shaped, night vision, and it's similar to your standard 4x60 or 4x50 regular scope. So it's okay. Not really huge, and it's not too awfully heavy either.
Now, on the AK, have you got the rail that comes up from the receiver that you can mount it on where it would normally be, or are you going to have to mount it forward on top of the gas system?
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to get a side mail round with a quick detach.
Okay. That's a splendid idea. That's a splendid idea.
Well, I work 9 to 5, and I'm off today because of a snow day. So maybe I'll either email you, or the off chance that I'm off while your show is on, I'll try to give you an update on how it's working out for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me a couple weeks to order it, you know.
Well, I mean, like I said, they're wanting to know what brand you're ordering in my chat room. Which brand are you talking about?
It's called Sightmark.
Sightmark, okay.
It's a Photon, and let me go on line here, and I need to cut off your thing. Okay, all right. Sightmark. It sells out all the time when it's on the market. It's made in China, but it has Russian components, and it's Sightmark Photon XT 4x6 42S. So if you go to the Sightmark website, you can find it, and there's all kinds of videos, and it's black and white, and it's he uses the IR. What is IR? Is that
infrared?
Okay, but you can't see that with your naked eyes, can you?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, you can get flashlights that shine in infrared that you can light something up that you can only see with a scope.
I see. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking about getting, and I appreciate your input here, and I know I can count on, some good advice from you, and I don't want to take up too much time. But
you're good to go. I mean, I need to, night vision, like any night vision, is a pricey thing to think about, and so when you're... You need to make the night vision I've used is not what's available now. I don't even know if the military uses it. It was AMPVS 14 or something like that. And I'm always on the lookout for one of those if somebody shows one up on eBay or something.
Yeah.
That's another thing I would look at would be eBay. I would do a search for night vision goggles and just see what you get.
I'd be leery about buying something you use because you never know what kind of shape it's in, too.
Yeah, you can tell. If it's a piece of military kit, if you stick a battery in it and it works, that's the thing about military equipment. All the electronic military equipment gets looked at monthly. And if they take them out in the field, then it gets looked at again.
Sure.
So they keep that stuff in a high state of readiness, and if it's not going to work, then they send it to where it has to go to make sure that it does work and get it back. So use military equipment. Military surplus is not bad.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It's old, but it probably does still work. But anyway, drop me an email. Let me know how that works out.
Okay, give me a few weeks. All right,
yes, sir.
Care.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call. Night vision. I might need to get the guys from Mining Solutions Plus to come on and talk about my night vision. I know they have night vision scopes. And it's Sightmark. You got your not Sightmark, not Sightmarked, but Sightmark, which is a relatively inexpensive optics company. Never used one. I haven't ever heard anything bad about them. The problem with optics is when you get out there, once you get away from the big three, when you get away from EOTech, Aimpoint, and Trijicon, everybody wants to bash them. And there's a couple of companies out there that just on regular red dots or telescopic sights, they do pretty good. Like Vortex does very good. Lucid does okay. They make a very quality product. They don't cost as much. They don't get bought by the government because they're not made here. That's the issue. That's why EOTech, Trijicon, and Aimpoint, they're manufactured here, so they put on weapons for the military. The ones that are actually assembled in China don't make it here, although they probably use some of the same components that your heroes in the optics world might use. So optics, it boils down to what works for you. What is it? Primary Arms. They make a red dot, a micro red dot. I like micro red dots. I've got an Aimpoint micro red dot. The Aimpoint micro red dot without mount costs $500, $600. And when I pick up the rifle, it's mounted on, I'm feeling, ooh, I feel the quality oozing off of it. But Primary Arms makes a clone of it for $89. And I've seen some of these guys, they like to mount them without the riser on AKs on the front, on the gas system. And I've seen guys beat these things to death, and they keep on working. So does money buy reliability? Sometimes, yes, it does. But are there less expensive alternatives out there in the world of optics for your weapon? Probably are. There probably are. This just illustrates to me that it's been too long since Mining Solutions Plus was on here. They need to come back, and I'm going to have to stick their spot right in the middle of everything and let it run. But night vision. I'm always on the lookout for an AN/PVS-14. If I'm remembering the nomenclature, the kind that fits over your face. Nowadays, they got them that clip to your helmet and all this other stuff. They must be semi-affordable because I see these airsoft kids running around with some of this stuff. So it must be semi-affordable anyway. But we're coming up. We're getting ready to roll into the next hour. When we get back, we're going to read what Sue Lampert had to write, former mayor of San Mateo, California. The name of her little ditty is called Gunland. I'll let you mull that over. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.